Every year, the Scholastic Publishing Company bestows awards to 12 high school students for excellence as represented in fiction, poetry, essays, and other fine arts. Past winners of the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards include Bernard Malamud, who wrote The Natural and other novels, poet Sylvia Plath, and photographer Richard Avedon. You can add Amanda Gotera to that list. Amanda Gotera is 17 years old and a senior at Cedar Falls High School in Cedar Falls, Iowa. She joins us now from member station KUNI there. And thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
The wonderful line you have in an essay where you say, I wrote it down, I liked it so much. Writing is how I become more than what I am.
Writing, for me, is so much of how I define myself. I think I know myself best on paper.
Surely your mother or father or teachers have said to you, look, it's a lonely and underpaid profession being a writer.
Well, I've seen a little bit of that, but mostly I've just been enthusiastically encouraged. I think I see more of the lonely side of it more in movies and television than I do at all from seeing other writers that I know.
You mean the inevitable scene of the writer? Wait, let me even do it here. Tap, 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 tap. Ah!
Yes.
This isn't working at all.
Exactly. And I'm sure I've done that myself several times, but that's part of the romantic idea of it, is that you get to live through that drama.
We'd like you to read one of your poems.
All right. This was a poem that I wrote loosely based on some experience I had on my own.
Okay, please.
Circulation. Grinning, fair, my first sister-in-law Grace holds out her hand. The ring on her third finger glints, a snaking vein of silvery light. She is saying, look, and my older brother, half-brother, is saying, that's my grandmother's ring. Saved it for the wedding. These words pierce deep into my chest. Our grandmother. Her ring. I have tried for years to learn her face from crisp black and white photographs, have imagined her at my side, blessing my face for the first time. I have prayed heritage through keyholes and closed mouths, have traced veins, rich blue rivers beneath warm mahogany, that Dad says are just like hers were, my hands, just like hers, scrabbling for something solid, and never knew there was a ring that rested around her finger, around her very pulse. I ache for something lost. Tremble to keep from spilling my stomach, and Marty is saying his grandmother's ring had to be cut down to fit Grace's slim white hand. His grandmother. Grace's ring. I cannot even feel my own pulse.
That has quite a wallop, that poem. It really does.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Amanda Gotera, very nice talking to you.
It was wonderful to talk to you too, Scott.
Amanda Gotera speaking to us from Cedar Falls, Iowa, in the fall. Amanda will be a freshman at the esteemed Grinnell College in Grinnell, Iowa.